What happened in Al-Fashiq today is a very serious fighting between the RSF and the army from one side and the ex-rebel groups from the other joining the army. So what happened exactly is that they killed the commander of the RSF. He's one of the most important guys within the RSF. Simply because from the political perspective, from army perspective, is so important person. So the RSF is going to lose an important person for them. As a result, I expect two things. I expect a revenge because of his guilt. I also expect the disappearance of RSF from Al-Fashir and the surrounding area. So those are the two scenario for the RSF, either to continue fighting or just to withdraw and then disappear in different places. If they decided to continue, then...
Confirm to me, his name is Ali Yaqub Jibril.
That is his full name.
Yeah, what is his position in RSF leadership? Is he number two, number three, number four?
It seemed to be his number three guy. His full name is Ali Jibril, Ali Yaqub Jibril.
And you know what the tradition of Muslims, where is his body now?
I don't know. I don't know what his where his body is, but it seems because those people, they are very angry with him. So maybe they throw his body, or I don't know. I don't know really what happened to his body.
And so what is the general situation now in Al-Fashir? I mean, I saw videos, soldiers celebrating and women and children in the town celebrating. What is the situation? Has the fighting stopped? Or
they're still fighting? No, they're still fighting, going on. And just celebrating, that celebration, it might bring a negative result. That is why I said there's two scenarios there. Either for the RSF to continue fighting in a revenge, from the revenge perspective, or either to withdraw. So what is happening there is just people celebrating the killing of this commander as important person within the RSF structure.